Okay, Tommy. Conceding three goals from set pieces. You never like to concede any from set pieces, but three tonight and the same player scoring, not good.
No, not good at all. Not good's maybe an understatement. For a centre half to get a hat trick in that manner, it's unacceptable. And if you're looking to achieve anything, and you're looking to push on, then those things can't happen. So yeah, it's not good. I think to begin to get a bit of a reputation for being soft from set plays in this division is a dangerous place to be. And for some reason, over the last few weeks, we've found ourselves in that situation. When we weren't like that at all, we had a bit of pride in terms of how we defended set plays. We had a bit of strength, a bit of power about us, a bit of determination, and somehow that has disappeared. Yeah. Because like we'll look at them back, obviously, but from watching them in real time, it doesn't even look like he has a lot to do in order to get on the end of them, or it doesn't look like he's powering them into the net or jumping over the top of people or clamouring around people. The third one in particular, I mean, he's heading it from 3 yards out, standing on his own with a small jump. So, that's hugely disappointing. And without trying to kind of paper over cracks, I thought outside of the set plays, I thought we played particularly well tonight. I thought we did okay in play and possession. I thought we did okay, particularly the first half. And any real quality in the game was with us. I thought we deserved to go a goal up. Great bit of play from Hans and Gavin McAteer tucks it away well. But it's no good having a bit of quality in possession if you're going to concede from set plays. So yeah, it's hugely disappointing. Hugely disappointing night.
Yeah, and the goal from McAteer, you'd got yourselves into the lead, got yourselves into a good position. You were probably hoping to kick on from that, but unfortunately that didn't happen, Tommy.
No, and that has become a bit of a pattern as well over the last three league games. Longford, Bray, and here tonight. Take the cup game out of it. We've taken the lead in all three games. We've gone a goal up, and we've ended up with 1 point out of them three games. So that would tell you that we need to find a way of kicking on after we go a goal up. We need to find a second goal. Grady had half a chance at 1-0, and we don't take it. So yeah, we've got to find a way going forward to really turn the screw on teams when you're a goal up. Like the feeling in the game tonight was at 1-0. I think if we'd have got a second, I think we would have comfortably kind of seen the game out, because I'm not sure how much committed to the game Wexford were. But once they got their first goal, I think they just seen the vulnerability and went for it.
Yeah. Okay. So well, listen, 6 points behind Treaty now. You went into this one tonight probably needing to win. The fact that you haven't won, Tommy, what way does that leave it now? I mean, you're not giving up at this stage, but it's going to be a big ask.
Well, it's mathematically you're still in it, but look, we've gone from having a real chance at putting a lot of pressure on Treaty to look. You're looking to, we have to go and win at Cove, and then one or two games here, and hope that the Treaty lose two and Wexford are in snuff as well. So look, the chances are slim at best for a playoff place. But again, when you're conceding goals like that, and the two we give away in Bray on Friday night, then you don't really deserve to be in a playoff when you're conceding those types of goals. So yeah, it's a case of trying to kind of find the positives out of it, trying to carry that into the week that's in it, and then trying to carry that into next season. But it's not over, but I don't know how much hope there is at the minute, to be fair.